I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game. The Big Tabowski rolls into Foxborough and attracts a little bit of attention. But first, rain delay notwithstanding, the 2013 U.S. Open is ongoing at Marion Golf Club in Ardmore, Pennsylvania. Jack Nicklaus refers to the Open as, quote, the most important major championship in the foreword of a new book titled Great Moments of the U.S. Open. And that's perhaps not surprising. Mr. Nicklaus won the tournament four times. I wonder if a guy who only won it twice agrees with that characterization. Mr. Casper, yes or no?
Yes.
Billy Casper won the U.S. Open in 1959 and again in 1966 when he edged out some guy named Palmer. Welcome to Only a Game.
It's good to be with you. Thank you.
And we're joined by Michael Trostel, one of the co-authors of Great Moments of the U.S. Open. Mr. Trostel, welcome to the program.
Bill, thanks for having me.
Mr. Casper, when you won the tournament in 1966, you faced one of the most popular golfers of all time, Arnold Palmer, in a playoff, and the large group then called Arnie's Army would have had it otherwise. Did that complicate matters for you?
Not at all, because the people in the U.S. are followers of underdogs. And obviously, I was an underdog. And as I started catching up, many of his army deserted the ranks and became Casper converts.
That must have felt great.
It was. It was really neat.
Only a handful of players have won the U.S. Open more than once. And yet, at the end of the chapter about the 66 tournament, you are referred to as, and I'm quoting now, one of the most accomplished yet underappreciated golfers in history. Does that feel like a fair characterization?
The Golf Channel did a survey a little over a year ago to rank the most underrated players, and I think I was number one. So that's a verification.
Mr. Trostel, people may look at the lovely photographs in Great Moments in the U.S. Open and jump to the conclusion that it's a coffee table book. It's big enough to be one, but lots of the stories in it are compelling. Tell us a little bit about Willie Anderson, who was the first man to win the Open four times.
Sure. Well, Willie Anderson came along at a time when the U.S. Open was really in its infancy. Harry Vardon had won the Open in 1900 and really put it on the map. And then Anderson came along right afterwards and started dominating the game at a time when really not a lot of people were playing golf in America at the time. There were only a couple dozen entries in the Open in the early 1900s. And the game didn't really pick up popularity until Francis Ouimet won the 1913 U.S. Open a few years later, at least in America.
If you ask people today to name one great golfer, they're likely to say Tiger Woods, although maybe some of them would say Jack Nicklaus. But the chapter titled America's First Golf Hero gives us Francis Ouimet, who won the Open back in 1913. Assess his importance to the tournament and to golf in the U.S. generally.
Well, the argument that we make in the book is that Ouimet's win is really the most significant moment in American golf history, probably one of the greatest upsets of all time, maybe in any sport, beating Harry Vardon and Ted Ray, two of the most accomplished athletes in the game of golf at the time, coming over from Great Britain. Ouimet grew up across the street from the country club. He's a 20-year-old amateur. He wasn't the first American to win, but because he beat Vardon and Ray, it was really the most significant win. And he does it with a 10-year-old caddy, this kid named Eddie Lowry, who skipped school to come and caddy for Ouimet. I mean, really, the stuff made of movies, and that's why there was a movie made of it. It put golf on the front pages of newspapers for the first time in America and inspired a new generation of players, from Walter Hagen and Gene Sarazen to Bob Jones, who became the best golfers in the country and eventually the best golfers in the world. And in the decade that followed Ouimet's win, more than 2 million players took up the game. So it was certainly really the jumping-off point for golf in America.
Mr. Casper, you were the leading money winner on the PGA Tour in 1966 and again in 68. You were the player of the year in 66 and in 70. You've won a Masters Green Jacket. You're a member of Golf's Hall of Fame. Assess the significance of winning the U.S. Open in that kind of constellation of achievements.
Well, you know, winning the Open in 1959, which was at Wingfoot, that tournament changed my life. But then to have the opportunity to win the Open a second time at the Olympic Club, coming from seven shots back in the last nine holes to catch Arnold, and then to be two shots behind and hole the putt on 11 for a birdie, and he scored a bogey. I went on to win by four shots. It is very interesting. The last picture in the book shows Arnold and I walking off the 18th green. His head is down, dejected. It's the third time he's lost the Open in a playoff, and I put my arm around his shoulder, and I told him I was sorry. He played so well the front nine but couldn't close on the back nine. You know, when we walked off the ninth green and he had a seven-shot lead, I checked the board to see how I stood, and I was two shots ahead of Jack Nicklaus and the late Tony Lima. And I said, Arnold, I want to finish seconds. He said, I'll try to do everything I can to help you.
Mr. Trostel, can you pick a favorite chapter in the book from which to draw a story that will prepare us especially well for the drama sure to transpire at this year's Open?
I'd say one of my favorite chapters in the book is Ben Hogan's win in 1950. What makes Hogan's story so special is that he had a near-fatal car accident just 16 months before, in February of 1949. It's a situation where doctors told him he may not walk again, never mind play golf. And it was really through sheer force of will that Hogan was able to overcome the odds and even play. It was 36 holes played on the final day. Hogan played wonderfully. He, despite bogeys at 15 and 17, he was still tied for the lead coming to the 18th tee. Hit a beautiful drive and then hit that iconic one iron onto the green at the 18th hole, two-putted for par to force a playoff the following day, which he won. The comeback is really one of the more inspiring in the history of sports, and it really resonated with a group of individuals who were coming back from crippling injuries from World War II. I think that's what makes it so special. It's not just a golf story. It's a story that inspired a movie, and it's a story that really transcends not just golf but all culture.
My belief is the game of golf is far more than just the physical ability. There's a mindset that you must use to be a good player and a heart set. And Hogan exercised both of those. And I think about Tiger Woods being told 2 weeks or several days before the Open Championship at Torrey Pines not to play, that he needed to get his leg fixed. And he said, I'm going to play and I'm going to win the Open. So here it is again, the mindset and the heart set.
Billy Casper, 51 times a winner on the PGA Tour. Mr. Casper, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
And Michael Trostel is the co-author of Great Moments of the U.S. Open, published by Firefly Books. He joined me from WBGO in Newark, New Jersey. Michael, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me.